Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Let's do our predictions first, why don't we? Let's start with Penn State. And this is a year where a lot of people think that Penn State will go to the playoff. Very talented roster. Waiting to see what the quarterback does here in year two. A pretty favorable schedule. Jim Harbaugh's gone. Michigan's not even on the schedule, although maybe this year you wanted them on the schedule. They have two ranked teams at number 23 USC and home against Ohio State. What's going to be their record, Paul? And what is their fate?
Well, I will say this. There are no divisions in the Big Ten now. Most people don't know that yet, but there are no divisions in the Big Ten, which means you could lose to Ohio State and still get to the championship game, and that's exactly what I'm going to predict. I predict that the Nittany Lions will be 11-1. They will get to the Big Ten championship game and probably lose a second time to Ohio State, and then they will be in the 12-team playoff. That's my prediction. I think that I just don't see anybody on their schedule that's going to beat them. And I'll even throw this in the time capsule real quick.
Please.
The West Virginia Penn State line began at like 12.
Yeah. It might have begun at 15 way back
yeah,
when.
Yeah. It's now down to 8. Now we're into stealing money territory.
Ooh.
As I think
stealing
that Penn,
money.
I think that
Crowley's
Penn,
not going to like this.
I think Penn State covers with relative ease the 7 or 8.
All right. I'm going to go next here. I think that Penn State is going to finish a disappointing 9-3 and miss the college playoff. How do you like that, Pauly Pavilion?
Wow.
I think they got back-to-back games, although there's a week off between them, at number 23 USC and at Wisconsin, followed by Ohio State. That's a tough little gauntlet. And I'm not even sure they're going to get through the West Virginia game. I think the Fighting Crowleys might have something for them. I really do. And I think in the end, there also may be an upset somewhere along the line. I think 9-3 and they missed the playoff. I'm not convinced on Drew Aller as a quarterback. I'm just not. Maybe it was the coordinator. Maybe it was inexperience. But after he riddled West Virginia, which admittedly after the game said, that's the way we played. Like, we're not going to have anybody back. And if he beats us over the top, good for him. Well, he did. But he really didn't beat too many other people that way. And by the end, they had no big play pass game whatsoever by the end of the season. It was pathetic, which is why they have a new coordinator. I'm just not convinced the whole thing's going to come together like everybody seems to believe. Limits?
So I had to send in my prediction for the Sports Now group earlier this week, and I was reading over some other people's predictions, and they were all saying 10-2, 10-2. So I said, nah, 10-2 is probably right. I don't want to be like everyone else, though, Joe. I'm going to be like Paul. I think they're going to go 11-1. I think that Ohio State game is very difficult, but it is at home, and if there is a season, if there is a time to win it, it's this time against an Ohio State team that I think is overrated at number two. They're still a top five team in all college football. Don't think they're the second best team in all college football, especially at home for Penn State. It's going to be tough. That Wisconsin game on the road, I don't think is that hard. They're going to lose one game. It's just going to happen. But I do believe in Drew Aller. I will be waltzing into West Virginia Stadium with a Drew Aller jersey on my back with the belief of Penn State going 11-1 and making the college football playoff this year.
All right, you guys have more faith in James Franklin than I do.
Well, I don't have faith in James Franklin.
I'm with little intern Dom, who had the hottest take of the year on The Fan when he said that all these people say every year, oh, Penn State would have been in the playoff if it was expanded. What if they finally expand and they don't make it? Could that be the end of James Franklin? Could it be?
No, because his contract takes him another, like, what, 7 years? And they're not going to want to buy him out for $70
million.
Somebody
will buy him out. Those guys throw money around like Mulsey in a craft beer house. How about Pitt? What is Pitt's record going to be? Their schedule, as often seems to be the case, is rather simple, Paul. Rather easy.
Yeah.
They have one ranked team, and that's number 14, Clemson, and that's in November. That's it. They get Kent State. They stink. Cincinnati. They stink. Youngstown State. They're not even Division I. That's three of their first four games, and the other's at home against West Virginia. And then at North Carolina and home against Cal. Who would have ever thought Pitt would play a conference game against Cal? So they have 12 games ahead. What's their record going to be?
Because nothing says Atlantic Coast like Cal.
And SMU.
And Stanford. All right. I think that, you know, they got the new offense, the new high-tech offense. I think their defense should be pretty good. I'm just not sold on the fact that they're really ready to take a big, big step forward. I see this team probably 7-5. I think that if you look at some of their away games, they struggle at UNC. I mean, I think at SMU is a tough game. At Louisville is a tough game. Clemson will be a tough game. You know,
isn't every game a tough game for Pitt?
I think West Virginia is a tough game. At Cincinnati will be a tough game.
Nippert Stadium. You ever covered a game at Nippert Stadium? Remember
many.
They hand out the little pizzas?
Yes. Yeah, Nippert Stadium. I remember that place. And so anyway, my point is I look at it and say those 7 or 8 tough games, they'll probably go like 4-4, you know, 3-4, 4-3, whatever, however many. And so I put them at like 7-5. They'll get to a bowl game, and you know, it depends on what bowl game they go to. I mean, I could see them being an 8-5 type team this year, where if you're a Pitt fan, you kind of say, well, I guess that sort of is a step forward, but then next year it has to be a big step forward.
The ceiling was on the floor last year for Pitt. No quarterback play whatsoever. I think Eli Holstein at some point is going to cement this job, even though I like Nate Yarnell. He's probably going to start the Week 1 game. But Narduzzi said they're both going to play, those quarterbacks. That's going to dictate a large portion of this season. 7-5, I think, is realistic because the early non-conference schedule, you're going to beat Kent State. You're going to beat Youngstown State and probably Cincinnati on the road, even though that's a difficult game. So then you only have to win 3 ACC games to be bowl eligible. And a lot of the ACC teams that are on their schedule are not very good. So 7-5, they bounce back, but I'm more concerned about the defense than I am the offense this year.
So what do you got, 7-5?
7-5.
I mean, there's a reason that Pitt is picked 14th in the ACC. I fear that they'll live up to the old adage, and all adages are old, city limits. Did you know that? So that was redundant, what I just said. They'll live up to the adage that if you have 2 quarterbacks, you have none. I think 6-6. I'm even tempted for 5-7, Paul. I think they're going to go on the road and lose some games. I think they're going to lose to West Virginia. I think they're going to lose to North Carolina, Cal, SMU, Clemson, Louisville, maybe Boston College. I think 5-7 is where I'm going to land. How do you like that, city limits?
I would not like it if I'm Pat Narduzzi, that's for sure.
No, I'm going to go up to 6-6. Are they going to win at Boston College?
Yeah. They're not very good.
Neither is Pitt. Let's go through the season. Kent State, you say win or loss, Paul?
They're going to squeak out a win.
Whoa.
Contemplating Kent State, they're going to win, yeah, by far.
Win. At Cincinnati.
Loss.
I think they win by a field goal.
Loss. Home against West Virginia.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Loss.
Home against Youngstown State, and don't think it couldn't happen.
Win.
The great Paul Christ once lost to Youngstown.
It has win. It's a win, though.
Win. At North Carolina.
Loss.
Home against Cal.
Win.
Loss. Home against Syracuse.
On a Thursday night.
Win.
Loss.
Win. They've got a week off before it. At SMU.
Loss.
Win.
Loss. Eric Dickerson and Craig James are going to combine for 5,000 yards rushing. Home against Virginia.
Win.
Loss.
Win. Loss at home to Virginia?
Actually, that one will be a win.
Thank you, City
Limits. Because I'm looking at the schedule that's coming up next.
Home against Clemson.
Loss.
Loss.
Win.
Do you think it's going to be that stunner game?
Clemson will be in the top. They'll be in the top 10 by then, and that'll be the Pitt upset, the classic Pitt upset. At Louisville.
Loss.
That's a loss.
Loss. At Boston College.
Win.
Loss.
Ah!
And there you go.
Now, was that different from what we predicted?
Probably.
Yeah. No, I think I had him. If you go through, I had him losing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Actually, you're right. I have him 6-6.
All right.
I had him. What did I say before?
You said seven and five. You want to live with that?
I'm going to say they'll beat Cincinnati to make it 7-5. I think they'll be 7-5. How about that?
All right. That didn't come through. That Paul pause. It didn't come through again. It's okay.
There wasn't one.
You're
already way beyond that.
I tried to use the second hot key pod, and the second hot key pod did not work properly.
You're ironically taking a Paul pause during the Paul pause. Forget it. I'm going to land with Pitt at 6-6, okay? That's my official prediction, okay?
Okay.
West Virginia, they have the hardest schedule of all, Paul. They open against number 8 Penn State. They got 22 Kansas, 17 Oklahoma State, 18 Kansas State, and 21 Arizona. The Crowleys are in trouble here. I want you to count up the wins here, City Limits.
Okay.
Do you have a writing utensil?
I have a notes app I can use.
So we have to stick to whatever we say here. Win, win, loss, whatever it is. You ready, Paul?
Mm-hmm.
West Virginia opens with Penn State. Paul?
I said before, something just happened here now.
Loss.
No, I said, I said Penn State was going to win easy.
So for West Virginia, it's a loss.
Yeah, absolutely. There's something happening here. Okay, go ahead.
Limits?
Yes, West Virginia, it's a loss against Penn State.
It's a win. At home against
Albany.
Wait.
You're picking them? You're picking West Virginia to win.
Yes,
okay.
I am.
Okay.
I thought you said it was a long day for the Crowleys coming up.
That's only because of the alcohol involved. the Fighting Tony Kornheisers. Didn't he go to Albany? That's where West Virginia, they play host. Are you kidding me? Host to Albany in week two. We all say that's a win. Yes, Paul?
I'm going with a Fighting Greg Gattuso's.
Oh, that's the Gattuso's.
Yeah. No,
are you doing it?
No. I'm going with West Virginia. But it'll be an interesting game.
At Pitt. Paul?
At Pitt.
You already said.
I already said win. West Virginia was going to win that game.
Yeah.
Win West Virginia.
What did I say? Yeah, win West Virginia. Home against 22 Kansas. Paul?
I think that is a loss.
Limitless wonder. We got to go a little faster here.
I think it's a win.
I think it's a win. At Oklahoma State, number 17, the Fighting Mason Rudolphs. Paul?
That's a loss.
Ooh, I also think it's a loss.
It's a loss. October 12th, home against Iowa State, the Fighting Paul Rhodesies. Paul?
Win.
Win.
Win. Then home against number 18, Kansas State.
Loss.
Win.
Loss. At number 21, Arizona. Paul?
Loss.
The Fighting Rich Rodriguez's. Didn't he coach there? The Herm Edwards. No,
yes.
He was at Arizona State. I apologize. Loss.
Loss.
At Cincy, back to Nippert Stadium we go.
Win.
That's a win.
Loss. Home against Baylor.
Loss.
Loss.
Win. Home against UCF. They'll be celebrating their latest mythical national championship right about then.
Win.
Win.
Win. At Texas Tech.
Win.
Win.
Win. What do we have for West Virginia? What do we have for the Fighting Crowleys?
You have to give me a moment to count it all up here.
You should have been counting as we went along
counting.
And have the totals
I
already.
I was counting as we went along.
You should have been counting as we went along and have the totals ready. Now you have to take a Paul pause to add this thing up. Except the Paul pause is broken.
I think I had
just end it there. You don't have to do the researching statistics. End it with the pause.
Paul, you had him beating what? Pitt, Albany?
Oh, my God.
I had him beating Pitt, Albany, Iowa State.
He doesn't remember.
Pitt has 8 and Paul has 8-4.
Okay. Next.
Joe, you have 9-3.
Mm-hmm.
I have 8-4.
So we all think West Virginia is going to be pretty good and Neil Brown lives another day, Paul, right?
Yeah.
All right. Seal that up.
Interesting. I would have picked them to go 9-4.
Those are our college
9-3,
yeah. Those are our college football predictions locally. We'll do a little more of those and maybe some national ones coming up later in the show. Football's in the air. We're ready.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.